AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department says it's taken down Jeffrey Epstein-related files that may have had victim information. Meantime, in Britain, former ambassador to the U.S. Peter Mandelson's name was mentioned in the latest batch of files released. The AP's Jill Lawless reports he was fired as ambassador in September.
The more than 3 million pages of documents released by the U.S. Department of Justice contain embarrassing new allegations for Mandelson. Among them are bank records that appear to show that two decades ago, Epstein sent $75,000 to accounts linked to Mandelson. Mandelson says he has no recollection of receiving that money, and he's going to investigate whether those bank records are genuine.
Because of the partial government shutdown, the Labor Department will not release the January jobs report as scheduled Friday. House Speaker Mike Johnson is working to get a spending bill passed as debate intensifies over the Trump administration's sweeping immigration enforcement operations. A complaint against a judge that spoke out against deportation orders has been dismissed.
After clashing with the Trump administration over deportations to a notorious prison in El Salvador, it's now been revealed that a misconduct complaint against U.S. District Judge James E. Boasberg was dismissed in December. The Justice Department alleged that Boasberg made comments at a closed-door conference last year that the Trump administration would trigger a constitutional crisis by disregarding federal court rulings. The March 2025 meeting took place days before Boasberg issued an order blocking deportation flights. Chief Judge Jeffrey Sutton of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says that the Justice Department did not provide proof of Boasberg's actual comments and that such comments, if made, would not be in violation of ethics rules. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A sheriff in Arizona says the search for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie involves a crime she did not leave on her own. This is AP News. A study suggests two-month-olds see the world in a more complex way. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
We can see that infants know a lot more than we thought that they did.
Lead author Cleona O'Doherty says the study published in Nature Neuroscience surprisingly suggests babies can distinguish between different objects around them at 2 months old. That's after having some view images, like trees and animals, projected above them while they were lying down.
It's like IMAX for babies, basically.
They underwent brain scans, and the result?
Their brains are processing the world around them in hugely complex ways. They're not just lying there passively, waiting until they can move around themselves and speak.
The findings may help doctors and researchers better understand cognitive development in infancy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.